Selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line. Lower class and social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air, fuck them back. It's only for they war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight and die. This God forgives. Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See the shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids, no more things. Cut trees, lie to your faith. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah. Back around again.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. And we'll be doing this for the next hour. Once again, I just got in the door and haven't had a chance to look around at anything yet. But we will take a look and see what kind of lunacy is going on in the world. I still can't get over, you know, those 10 people that got killed in Toronto by a crazed van driver who now they're saying did it because he can't get a date or something. Some group of guys who have a problem with getting a date and they get ugly. I don't understand that. Never heard of it before. But the one thing that really killed me in that story was the chief, I think the chief of the chief of the police association or something, actually saying in the story after the van attack, to have this guy say it's the new world order is absolutely amazing to me. Absolutely freaking amazing. And he's somewhat concerned about it. Well, you should be concerned about it because all the chiefs of police are part of the International Police Chiefs Association. Everything's been internationalized. Well, you're out there busting your ass, working and trying to get ahead in life and look after your family and whatnot. They've been plotting on the international side to take you down, end of nation states. And the police all know about it. The army knows about it. The presidents and prime ministers know about it. It's just the general public that don't seem to have a clue what the hell's going on. So for that guy, head of the police association or whatever, to say that, say it's a new world order is ridiculous that they've come this far now that they just is so we don't have terrorism here. You know, it wasn't a terrorist attack, it was a van attack. And I see a headline here, the Quebec City mosque shooting was loaded with racism, said the Crown expert, but terrorism ruled out. We don't have any terrorism. We'll just call it everything but what it is. And hopefully nobody notices. And another thing they got going on here, there's a big hoo-ha in Alberta that the Alberta separatist folks are back at it again. And they're frustrated because they can't get the pipeline through to the West Coast so that we can export our oil at low prices to the East. Just like we export the coal we're not allowed to use to the East to feed the factories. And I forget how many freaking coal plants China has. I think it's 1,800 plus coal plants. And we shut down all our coal plants. We had four in Ontario. And they were only really used for load balance at peak time. So they weren't used all the time. Not like they were working all the time. And the easy fix for it was to put the scrubbers on the coal plants. But then they tell me it didn't stop CO2, which is the worst gas on the planet because it's coming out of you. And but anyways, in Alberta, you know, we have these separatist movements in Quebec, and we have a separatist movement in Alberta is stewing up again. And this is all part and parcel. There are documents out there. You can go look for them and find them and read them. That this is part of destroying the country. Same thing happened over there in Spain with that province of Spain or whatever, Catalonia or whatever it was. So you tick the people off, and they said, we don't want to be part of this mess anymore, so we're going to separate. But this, again, is all part and parcel of the New World Order game to bust up the countries. And people need to be aware of that. Most people aren't. Most people are just followers. So when they get angry and somebody starts up a separatist movement, they go, oh, yeah, we should separate. And do what? You know, some of them want to join the United States. We're not really joining the United States. You're joining the North American Union. We have separate states. So even if Alberta left Canada, it's still, well, where it is. I mean, it can't pack it up and move it somewhere. And so they're just part of the joining of Mexico and the United States and Canada together, just like the European Union. And we see how that's worked out for everybody in the East, or not the East, but in Europe. People are about had it with this nonsense. So you have this bureaucratic outfit called the European Union, which is outside the reach of Joe Average, and that's the whole point. You got no reach anymore. So, you know, there's some strange stories here. You know, I've seen a cop. There's so many of these people who, be it teachers or professionals or cops or firemen, you know, if I go through the Canadian news, I can't get, like, here's a former coach, an ex-Mountie, who's the Queen's Police, gets 6 years for sex-related assaults going back decades. Here's a cop here, police officer in revenge porn case sues over distribution of intimate images. The last thing Brittany Roque expected to learn as she applied for a job with the Brandon Police Service was that the force had received intimate images of her young police cadet, and she's upset about that. Well, don't do what you did. and you won't be upset. This whole well, at least the West is disintegrating into a pit, and it's unfortunate. Here's another little scare tactic. Ecosystems are unraveling. Another BC caribou herd could be lost forever. And I saw another story last night, I think it was, that 18,000 seniors who are dependent on the extra income, the income that boosts their pensions so that they can live, didn't get it last year. And the Canadian Revenue Agency said, well, sorry. You know, they have the, they spent, I forget how many, I don't know what it was, billions of dollars or whatever, on a payroll system, a federal payroll system, and people have been not getting their checks for several years now. And government's going, well, it could cost another $2 billion to try to fix it. I mean, the government is so incompetent, it's beyond words. And nobody seems to get too excited about it. I don't understand that stuff. I really don't understand that stuff. Let me see what we got here. Let me see. Oh no, I can't believe this. Bono, who is a New World Order groupie, Bono's anti-poverty group needles Trudeau for lacking gender equality plan. Now, here you got a guy that had a band, and now he's talking to Prime Minister about his lack of gender equality. Now, I can't even get a conversation government officials, but here's Bono. Yakking it up with the Prime Minister. I mean, that's got to tell you what's going on, right? Like, you and I don't count for crap. Okay? There's a massive, massive, massive fraud taking place against the people. And I'm sure some people go, oh, I really like Bono. Look, oh, he's talking to the Prime Minister about gender equality. Isn't that great? No, it's not great. Get some hemp, make a noose, and start hanging these clowns. Justin Trudeau is being lampooned in a new video by the anti-poverty organization led by his friend and U2 frontman Bono for not having a concrete plan to advance his feminist agenda at the G7. So now you got this activist, frontman for U2, given the prime minister a hard time about his feminist agenda for the G7. The one-minute video by the One Campaign, the One Campaign, of course, is we're all one, which, of course, we're not. The only way we're one is that we are all part of the global body politic, which is a global corporation. So that's the only one that there can be, and that's the one you don't want anything to do with. So the One Campaign, which is to be released today, pokes fun at the prime minister, citing his many photo ops, his cool socks, and even dressing up as Superman for Halloween. We like your style, prime minister. Like how you play with pandas, photocom a prom pic dress, or photobomb a prom pic dress up as Superman, or show off your cool socks and tones of voiceover accompanied by various still photos of Trudeau in the aforementioned scenarios. You talk a good talk, prime minister, but where's your plan? Video says Trudeau's time is running out with the G7 leader summit on the horizon on June 8th. You've made gender equality and women's empowerment a theme, but so far those are just words. It says now it's time to act. Show the G7 leaders the way. Stuart Hickox, One Canada's director, said the decision to poke Trudeau wasn't taken lightly, but one and other organizations are worried that Trudeau's gender agenda will fail because his government isn't coming up with a firm plan and he can sell to his fellow G7 leaders. It's a missed opportunity if we get through the G7 with just a mere declaration of more framing language or more aspiration, Hickox said in an interview. The group presented Trudeau with its own finished plan in December to advance women's economic empowerment that included leveraging the private sector for support and that had a firm price tag. This is a fully costed, specific policy approach that leverages private capital, that engages civil society, and that can be a legacy. Jane Drummond, the entrepreneur who co-founded One with Bono, met Trudeau and Finance Minister Bill Morneau, who is a Bilderberger, and the Teenage Nobel Prize winner Mala Yousafzai, the World Economic Forum Forum in Davos, Switzerland, in January to sell the plan. Also in attendance were several high-level business leaders who had been tapped by One to help finance the multi-year, multi-billion-dollar plan. Other non-government organizations have given the government similar plans, he added, but it all seems to be his talk, which includes this week a meeting of W7 Summit of Female Activists to hash out the plan for the G7. We all want the prime minister to succeed. That's the thing. This kind of poking gently at him and his government is not done lightly, said Hickox. We worked really hard, as well as with other sector organizations, to put some legs under this aspirational language to make it real with specific ideas. Bono has heaped praise on Trudeau in the past, most recently for his modest increase in foreign aid. He also agreed to make a guest appearance at Canada 150 celebrations on Parliament Hill last July the 1st. I don't speak for Bono, but he has said before, we applaud the government for your leadership. We pat you on the back when you do the right thing, but we're also ready to push, said Hickox. Hickox said, One is an activist organization that tries to end extreme poverty by providing options for government. And that's what it's trying to do with Trudeau, so he can own the space that he has claimed for himself. So this is a moment of pushing. Now, the idea of the government or the private sector, again, you go right back to Rockefeller, where something has to take the place of government, and business seems the obvious entity to do it. And that's exactly what's going on. Okay, so, you know, Bono needs a shot in the face. But if you try to get a hold of Last time I talked, the federal government was Harper was in, the conservative leader Harper was the prime minister. And when I called to ask about, what he meant by this is a loss of national sovereignty at the G20 meeting in Toronto in 2010, the response I got from his staff was that they're not allowed to discuss that. Now, when I called the head Justice Department in Ottawa, federal side, and wanted to discuss the preamble to the charter, constitution, whatever the hell you want to call it, which states specifically based on the principles and supremacy of God and the rule of law, I was told specifically that by a lawyer there, a constitutional lawyer, that they are not allowed to discuss anything with us lowly commoners. Okay, so they tell you got a constitution / charter, but nobody in the government's allowed to discuss anything with you. We don't talk to the slaves. We don't talk to those who we hold in servitude. Okay, so this idea that Bono and this one group can catch the ear of the prime minister just shows you how much of a puppet your leaders really are. Total puppets. Now, let's see. Howard Smith says, Bono who? And how is he relevant to Canada? Irish women need you to go, you more go home, whatever. Bobby Long says, need some Irish dude that hasn't been relative for 20 years wants us to do things. Randy says, Trudeau set aside $20 million for young female entrepreneurs while excluding young men. What's so great about that? Well, yeah, where's the equality? Randy also says, we're all sick to death of Trudeau's feminist agenda. Owen Adams, surely you jest, Trudeau or his feminist government lacking in diversity. There is an overabundance of diversity, but there will never be enough social justice warriors. I'm sick and tired, says Joel Godin, of aging, irrelevant celebrities telling us what we should and should not do. After jet-setting across the globe, spending how much on parties and their own narcissistic entertainment, Bono, if you feel so strongly, why don't you donate some of your millions of dollars to your pet causes? With or without you, you're going to have a beautiful day. We're going to have a beautiful day and spend our money or not as we see fit. Steve Richards says, be quiet and sing, Bono. Better still, don't sing either. Not exactly pro Bono then. So, you know, I don't see any comments in here that actually are attached to anything important. It's just a bunch of nonsense going on. I don't see anything in these comments that would indicate that anybody understands what's going on. And that's sad. You know, that's really sad. Holy smokes, smokes Bono, we already have a PM who discriminates by gender in the name of equality. Don't encourage him more. Justin is qualified to be a roadie on the next U2 tour. See, nobody in here is getting to anywhere near what's going on. And I find that all the time, sometimes people get to it, but in this particular thing, you know. Well, here's somebody, Steve Richards again, says Butts, and that's Gerald Butts, who is the in-house puppet master. He was an in-house puppet master in the Liberal Party, Provincial Liberal Party. And when things started to get hot in there, he bailed and went to the federal level. And so what Steve says is Butts is working on a plan, and Justin will just read it. And that's exactly what will happen. Anyways, Christopher, how you doing? I think there's a Christopher there.
You have him.
Oh, there he is.
I called in for the Bill Cosby show, but we're talking about Bono instead.
Why, what's Bill Cosby show about?
Found guilty.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Not Bill.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. There it is. Anyways. Yeah, I just hit the world news. There's Bill. Jury finds Bill Cosby guilty of sexually assaulting a woman. He was convicted on Thursday of drugging and molesting a woman in the first big celebrity trial of the Me Too era, completing the spectacular late life downfall of a comedian who broke racial barriers in Hollywood on his way to TV superstardom. So, Bill won't be happy, eh?
Well, that's a story. You're talking about Bono. You know, I got to say, there's a lot of people in Africa right now, like Rhodesia, which is now, Zimbabwe, that really despise white people. And Bono, you know, we know he's a globalist and what the agenda is, and all the money he raised doesn't really go where it's supposed to be going. However, these people that are cutting up, these black people that are cutting up all the white people, gotta, you know, if they want to fall for his tactics, he got a whole bunch of white people. A Kingston native was involved in that as well, Brian Adams, to raise millions and billions of dollars to help them, because they can't do it on their own without the white folk. And they still want to hang white people. And, you know, to Bono's credit, if you want to call it credit, he, as a white man, was saying, hey, we're trying to help you. Here's money. We'll just throw it at you. We'll drop it out of helicopters. What the hell?
Well, hold it.
We're still being demonized as evil white man. Why is that?
Well, because, you know, the Clarity Plan, right? No white people, right? We're going to brown you up. And so the plan's been around for a very, very long time.
No, but I'm just saying from their perspective, they still view the white man as all their evils. You know, you took over our land. We were just finding our mud huts before you showed up. And, well, now they're got the white man out. They're back in their mud huts. Then you got the white man sending them money to prop up their mud huts. And they're still heating on the white man. And, you know, just brings it back to Bono. I mean, if there's something positive to be said about him, he was a white man pretending to give them money.
Well, yeah, but see, this is part of the secular world. If you go back to Catholicism, and that's where secular came from, it's to do both sides. It's just like George Soros when he was asked about taking down, you know, destroying the financing of the Philippines, if he felt any remorse or anything. He said, no, I don't feel any remorse because it was an amoral act. And an amoral act, well, there's no moral there, so you don't feel any remorse. But then they show, you know, Soros donating money to some poor people somewhere. And this is exactly what you know, when you read a secular from the Catholics, they do both sides, okay? So you have these people doing evil, right, trying to bring down the world, and then turn around and says, oh, you poor people, here's a helicopter full of money. They're playing both sides here. On one side, they're playing the moral, we care, and on the other side, they'll slit your throat. It kind of reminds me, you know, the old cartoon where you had the devil and the angel on the guy's shoulders? I forget what cartoon that was. Do you remember, hon? Where'd she go?
I think Bugs Bunny did.
They'd have the you know, he's trying to make a decision, right? You know, and you got the devil yapping in his ear, you know, don't worry about him, just do it, right? And you got the angel, and they said, well, that would really harm somebody or something. You really shouldn't be doing stuff like that. Oh, don't listen to them. Just go ahead and do it, right? It'll be good for you. And this is exactly what goes on. You know, Bono, these people, I don't know how Bono got elevated. I don't know what his connection is. I mean, he was a freaking front man for a band. So I don't know what his connection was. It's the same thing as the guy with Virgin Airlines. I don't know how their connections got made, but on the one side, they come across as doing good. But I think once they get up into that echelon of this eliteness, they really just don't give a damn, right? They're over and above everybody, so they can put you down, or they can pick you up. And some people they destroy, and some people they help. And I think that confuses people. You know, they'll say, "Oh, Bono ain't bad. He did this really nice thing." Well, yeah, but what about all the shit? Well, we can let the shit go because he did something nice. You know, and if you go through Rockefeller you go through all of these elite. They're always doing something nice, but they're also, they're doing something nice. It's almost like the look over here, we're doing something nice. Don't look over here while we're taking you down. We're philanthropists. See, we help people. Yeah, I know we started the wars, and I know we killed millions of people. Don't worry about that. You know, we help some people over here, you know, and that's it, it's really sick as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's completely psychotic. You know, they'll sit down and plot the destruction or the takedown of a nation and or the world and think nothing of it. But that's the amoral side of it. Then they put on their moral mask and, we're doing something nice for this group of people. Aren't we wonderful, you know? And the media will promote that, but they don't promote the fact that these people are the same people they're promoting for doing good, these philanthropists and that, are actually sitting down at the war room table trying to figure out how the hell they're going to take the world down and put it in their hip pocket. You know, we only get one side of the story. So, Bono, suck air, you know? Brian Adams is a you know, I think he's a member of the Order of Canada.
Bono did the one, the American thing for freeing the world or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And Brian Adams was key in the Canadian version, safe.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you can take your favorite hockey player, you can take your favorite race car driver, you can take your favorite celebrity, take your favorite musician and plug their freaking name in. And if they're high up and well respected, I will pretty much guarantee you're going to find them involved with UN somehow, somewhere.
Except Bobby Orr.
Well, Bobby Orr's above this. Right.
Yep.
It would never happen. But So, I mean, all of these celebrities in that, I mean, the UN says specifically they're going to use sports, they're going to use celebrities, they're going to use entertainment, they're going to use everything. So they elevate these people, and they're not just musicians anymore or writers anymore. They're now global celebrities. And they're pushing an agenda that is 100% evil. And people go, oh, isn't that wonderful? They got the Order of Canada. Well, listen, folks, nobody gets the Order of Canada unless they're working to take that particular nation down. All you got to do is go through the list and then do a little research on them, tag them to, you know, a tax exempt, or tag them to the UN, or tag them to some other thing like that, and you'll find them. You'll find that every one of them sons of bitches in the Order of Canada is up to no good. Or they're promoting something that's no good for the country.
You know, Ron, getting back to the Bill Cosby show, there is questions I have. I mean, this is really young in the game for me, but the man has lots of money, obviously. He bought into the system.
Hell yeah.
But then I don't know if he had an awakening. Is that a better word than awakening? Anyways, he was looking to start his own broadcasting network before all this happened, apparently. That's what I'm reading initially. And I'm just wondering if maybe he just didn't kind of have a turnabout in his life and thought he would just start something on his own. And you know who owns all the media. So I'm not talking black, white, you know, because Bill Cosby is a black man, I don't think it was for Black Lives Matter. I think he was trying to start his own network, from what I understand, before this. And what a way, if this is true, and he was trying to bring a balance-based network into the fray. I mean, he was considered, to most black people anyways, the father of America, right? Now, what if this man was actually going to start a network and start telling some truth? What a good way to shut him down.
Well, you know, I'm still trying to figure out. Yeah, well, no, I'm still trying to figure out. I keep wanting to go and research that, and I never get around to Conrad Black, who was Mr. Media here, and was put in the Privy Council, was eventually kicked out of the Privy Council and thrown in jail. So it's obvious he stomped on somebody's toes, or maybe he was going to start, you know, spilling the beans or whatever. But, you know, he went from top media guy in this country, highly respected, put into the Privy Council, and then all of a sudden he's booted out, thrown in jail. And I'm still curious as to what exactly triggered that. Now, I did hear what you talked about before, about Cosby thinking about starting his own network, and that would probably irritate a certain faction of people. You know, like even when his kid got shot there on the side of the road a bunch of years back, you know, I'm thinking, like, what's the connections here, right? You know, what the hell's going on? So I don't know.
Idle threats.
You know, like I although he did, I don't know if you've seen this or not. Cosby stared straight ahead as the verdict was read, but moments later lashed out loudly at District Attorney Kevin Steele and called him an asshole after the prosecutor asked Cosby be immediately jailed before he might flee. Cosby denied he has an airplane and shouted, "I'm sick of him," right? So, you know, I'm sure they'll do an appeal. You know, I mean, Cosby's, what, 80 now? So...
Yeah. Give me a lot of that story.
Well, you know, part of it is it's not so much about black or white, really. You know, it's about males.
That's what I'm saying. That's
yeah, it's the male thing. Because, yeah, yeah, I mean, this is all about Gaia.
At the beginning of your show,
huh?
It goes back to what you were saying at the beginning of your show about women and the feminists and Trudeau being one of them.
Yeah, know? Yeah. I mean, it's
accuses
it's,
you of something. You're guilty, buddy. You're guilty because she accused you. Now she could have been really drunk at the time and wanted to get laid, and then woke up in the morning sober and go, "I didn't want to sleep with him. I was drunk. I'm going to charge him with rape." 14 years later. I think it was 14 years. Anyways, the one that got him convicted, the first one. Statute of limitations is 15 or something. It's crazy. But yeah, it's women are good, men are bad.
No, that's the whole thing, but that all goes back to Mother Earth. It all goes back to that damn Gaia nonsense, right? And this is what it's about. It's about putting the women in the leadership roles and putting men. You know, there was an old 1950s or early 60s black and white B movie, or you know, about where these guys land on a planet. And the women, the guys are all servitudes, right? Are all basically, they have no power, right? The women have all the power. And this is what they're trying to do, right? I mean, you think about this. I mean, you go across our country and see the percentage of women premiers and this and that and the other thing. And all of their, a lady just got, a woman just got promoted to head of the health department or something, which was a first apparently. So, you know, it is, when you figure this out, it's about taking away the power of the man. And can you imagine calling yourself a feminist? You know, can you just ever believe that would ever come out of your face? You know, like if you're a feminist but you're a man, well then you hate your own gender, is the way I read it.
Well, that's what our prime minister is all about.
Yeah, I know. And I studied that Gaia thing, Mother Earth, years ago. And the upside for us really is that apparently, and she's a bit of a hoe, but she only awakens for a short period of time and does whatever. And then goes back to sleep or whatever. So, you know, we just gotta, you know, that's where all this global warming crap comes from. That's where all the environmental nonsense come from. It comes straight from Gaia, which is Mother Earth. And they put women in positions of power because, well, they're motherly. And they're going to run the world. And that's damn dangerous. You know, I don't imagine we would have ever had these pride parades and that if it wasn't for, well, a lesbian premier in Ontario. You know, it's But the guys have got to stand their ground now, right? Because, you know, I don't know. Like, this has been going on a long time. Like, the thing was, you know, if you're a white male, I called the I forget what it was about. I called the Human Rights Tribunal or whatever, and just to see if I would get the answer I thought I would get. And I did. They couldn't help me because I was a white male, right? And I thought, okay, that makes sense. That was part of the call, right? Just to see if I qualify for anything because I'm a white male. And apparently I don't, right? You know, everybody else can complain, especially if they're complaining about a white guy. They'll come after him. But if you're a white guy, no, we don't deal with white people, or especially white guys. So you don't have any rights. Because you're, Jesus, man, you're white and you're a male. Like, come on. So the guys need to stiffen their backbones a little bit. You know, this rolling over nonsense is a little tough to take. You know, like it's...
Well, it is time. It is time for real men to stand up. And I'm sorry to say, but that's the way it is. And we've got to teach our children, our males and our females, it's time to stand up and take it back, because this is getting dangerous.
Damn dangerous.
We're gonna be holding feathers when we're taken over by the cultural Marxists. And they're going to be swinging swords. I think they already are.
Well, see, they're making it legal to carry swords in certain states and that now.
Yeah.
And they have a show on TV. We were over at my sister's place one time, and they were watching some show, or maybe it was at my mom's or somewhere. But they're having a show, and I'm thinking, what the hell is this show? And it's about making swords and that, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be the street weapon, like over in England and that. I guess the everybody's carrying a knife now, right? Because that's the tool of choice. But as more Muslims come in, they like to use swords. And... So you're going to see, I have no doubt you're going to see some sword attacks and machete attacks and that, because it's all part and parcel of the game. You know?
Well, I mean, at this point, if you go down to some of the southern states, you know, that old saying, don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You know, we got to get that back here in Canada.
Well, you know, it's true. You know, I mean, that guy I worked with in Florida, he was from Springfield, Missouri or somewhere. It was Missouri. And, you know, he says, we don't really have robberies in our town, and we don't really have a lot of violence in our town because, you know, somebody walks into our grocery store and says, you know, this is a holdup. All he's going to hear is the hammers clicking back, right? You know, because everybody's packing, right? So we don't really have what you call a robbery problem, because you know, most people are armed, and so you come into a grocery store and you try to rob it, well, you ain't getting out of there. But, you know, here now, you've got to have a, you know, why would you even own a gun in this country? You know, my brother-in-law's got guns, and you lock the gun in this case, and then you put a trigger lock on it, and then you take the clip or the bolt, whatever kind of gun it is, and that's got to be separated and put somewhere else, and the ammo has to be locked up somewhere else. And somebody breaks into your house and says, you know, I got a gun, And the robber would likely say, well, is it a legal gun? Well, yeah. Well, I'm not worried about it because you ain't get, you got to run around all over the house to get all the parts, right? You know, so you got to be able to protect yourself.
Yeah, they'll have your safe, your firstborn.
Yeah.
Before you can get it together, you know, and loaded and locked.
What you said there, you know, there's a heading here that says, on this Cosby thing, it says it's a victory for womanhood, right? This would be really weird, man, if they chuck his ass in jail. And I'm not up for anybody, you know, if this is all on the up and up, but you know, to you know, throwing 80-year-old people in jail, and then if they throw Cosby in jail at 80, I would suggest all white males carry a sign with them or be verbal about it. If you look at any woman anywhere on any street and they look back at you and say, what are you doing? You better be able to apologize real quick, because you'll likely end up in a jail with Cosby, right? This is where it's getting to, you know? I mean, if you read all these complaints and that, and I forget who did it. I think it was a couple of women actresses that said, like, what's the problem here, right? You have male and female, right? You know, you're going to get hit on. So deal with it. But this thing of using that as an excuse to destroy people is a little ridiculous. I'm not talking about Cosby's case in particular, but I'm just talking about, you know, people have said, well, you know, I was offended.
Or, way to win your argument.
Huh?
I guess if you want to call them a leftist, whatever, what a good way to win your argument. You know, you discriminated against a woman because you looked at her behind or her boobs. I'm guilty.
No.
I hope that's not on air. But that's the way to win. That's the argument. And who are you to argue against it? Because you're a male and you were looking at my boobs.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, but that goes back to, you know, natural life, basically. You have what you just said, and you know, it relays back into your son's school, where in every other school where you're not allowed to touch anyone, right? I mean, I find that absolutely ridiculous. You know, you give somebody a slap on the back or something, how you doing, right? You could end up expelled in the principal's office. You get, you, like, it's just ridiculous, you know. Like, I would suggest your crew there, if they're up on the roof working or something and see a good looking girl walking down the street, I would suggest that they don't yell down off the building, you know, hey babe, looking good. I wouldn't go there anymore.
So at my age, I look down at them and I try to keep it politically correct. I go, hey, sweetie, or hi, dear. But I'm thinking, God, you're gorgeous. If I was 20 years younger, but that's, you know, that's a man thing. I mean, you know, all jokes aside, it's that's how we reproduce eventually.
Yeah.
We get attraction for one another, and
exactly. So they've separated. I mean, this is a mass separation, right? I'm sure there's all kinds of guys out there that are just absolutely scared to death to approach a woman, right? Like, what if I say the wrong thing? What if I get, you know, they think I'm looking at it crooked or something? Then what? Right? Yeah, it's separating the people, and it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's out to lunch. I got a call today from the head of what is her title? Treasury, head of Treasury today. We're heading up to Paul's. I was in the municipal hall yesterday, so I get this call called Paul's phone. It's this Roxanne. And I wish I knew the words to the song. You want to play it to her. And, you know.
You don't have to put on the red lights?
Yeah, something like that. But she, so we can't do that. Well, I said you can. You just won't, right? You know, and I says, you know, it was one of your people that hurt me. And that's why I couldn't work. And that's why I'm in the position I'm in. And, well, I don't want to go there. Well, of course not. Right. So we'll go where we're talking about and do what I ask you. Well, we're not allowed. And, well, I said, I talked to Premier's office and I give her the lady's name. And she said, you know, the taxes are the taxes and the water bill is the water bill. It's very specific that this is your tax bill. Well, yeah, but I know. But if you're late on your water bill, well, then we add it to the taxes. Well, you're not adding a bill to the taxes. You're changing the water bill to a tax. Otherwise, it wouldn't be added to the taxes, right? So it's like you have this, you know, you're all magic up there or something, you know. But no, I said, I'm still waiting for your explanation. You know, when I asked you a few years ago, who owns the land this house is sitting on, you wrote me back and said, I own the property. And I said, I didn't ask you about the property. The property is just a piece of paper. Okay, and the house ain't sitting on a piece of paper. It's sitting on ground. So I write her back and I said, you know, I want to know who owns the land. Well, I think you own the land. No, I don't. So I said, let me try and make this a little clearer for you, okay? Who owns the terra firma that this house is sitting on? Well, I never did get an answer back. And when I asked her again today, did you come up with an answer for that yet? Well, I ain't going there, right? Well, of course not. Right, and I mean the whole thing's just as fraudulent as hell, right? And we keep putting up with it, you know. It's absolutely ridiculous, you know. Your local government is no different than the mob, you know. It's just no different than the mob, you know. Called a municipal government, but it's still a mob. Because they got control of the neighborhood. And you do as they say, or it will get ugly. So I must have my municipality, we're going to hit some music here, but, you know, they went after one of their own employees, and the municipality actually went as far as to contact his financial institution. They were trying to shut his business down, which is perfectly legitimate. And that if he didn't do as he was told by the municipality, that they actually went to his finance company or his bank or whatever, and asked them not to renew his mortgage when it comes due if he doesn't bow down to them. And you wonder why the world went like the way it is. Suck. Anyways, I'm glad I'm not 80. I'm glad I'm not black. See how that turns out. Anyways, we hear music, so we're out of time. We're out of here. Okay. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.